NKVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome to a Tuesday. It's the fifth day of February for 2019. And once again, there is no school today in Amador or Calaveras counties. No school today. Highway 88 is still closed this morning at Ham Station. Ham Station. Highway 88 is closed actually in three locations. It's closed at Hams, it's closed at the Spur, and it's closed at Carson Pass. First chain signs this morning just from Pine Grove to east of Pine Grove, and from just east of Pine Grove on up is where you will see chains required R2. So R1 from Pine Grove to east of Pine Grove, and we're talking about Red Corral Road. And then chains require the exception four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires from Red Corral on up. Quite a bit of snow. Terry Yakish lives in the Pine Grove, Pine Acres area. She sent us some pictures. They're posted on our Facebook page. You can see them. About 5 to 6 inches of snow on the ground this morning. Mike up at Sierra Pines, he has about 14 inches of snow. Ted had about, I believe it was 10 inches of snow on the ground this morning. Ted is at Mace Meadows. Mike is up at Amador Pines. All right, let's bring JD in for an update on power. This is as of 7:05 this morning here in Amador and Calaveras County. These are the latest numbers from PG&E. PG&E's been working throughout the night to restore power to a number of folks. A very large power outage in the, was it Pioneer area, JD, here in Amador County. Let's check in with JD, see what he has for us.
Well, it looks like we have about 2,500 customers out in Calaveras County, just under 4,000 customers in Amador County. Amador County, there's a total of 16 power outages that are making up that just under 4,000 customer count, and it looks like about 28 outages total in Calaveras County, impacting just under 2,500. And it looks like most of the outages in Calaveras County are away. Murphy's probably the farthest out. But let's break it down for you. Fiddletown, 235 customers, 40 in Pine Grove, 3,170 in Pioneer. That's the largest outage in either county, and then Volcano, 518. Now, the reason, folks, it's difficult to set estimates for these areas is, again, in some of these areas, there is access issues and heavy snow, so PG&E has to wait till they can safely access these areas to safely make those repairs. But of those 3,170 I just told you in Pioneer, that's in 8 separate power outages. So that means they have to work 8 separate power outages to get the entire area of Pioneer back into service. So the crews definitely have work ahead of them, and they'll be working safely and quickly as possible throughout the day and past until all these customers are restored. We'll keep you posted if they give any estimates for restoration going forward. Now in Calaveras County, 136 customers in Glencoe, 89 in Mokill, 431 in Mountain Ranch, 101 in Murphy's, Railroad Flat, 630, West Point, 690, Willsieville, 317. And again, that's just under 2,500 customers, a total of 28 power outages there in Calaveras County. Again, the utility said they'll keep us posted. If they do get estimates for restoration, you'll hear them first here on KVGC. And any new outages, we'll let you know about those as well.
All righty. Thank you, JD. As far as the weather goes, we have a break right now, and we'll see this break continue till about probably around 10, 11 o'clock this morning, when we'll see the next chance of rain, probably about 11, 12 o'clock. More rain will move into the foothills with some snow that will actually be in the upper elevations again. We're done with the low snow. There won't be any low snow. And then it'll be clearing up by this afternoon. By tonight, we should see pretty much starry skies. Now, Amador and Calaveras County motorists are being urged to slow down this morning, especially with the first light coming up, and it's still a bit dark out there. You know, you're not sure if there's any trees that have fallen down or whatever. But use caution when driving in this type of weather, and do not drive across areas that are flooded and or have any large amounts of standing or flowing water on the roadway. Yesterday, yesterday, Calaveras County first responders went to three vehicles that were stuck in flooded waters, and the drivers had to be rescued as they tried to cross flooded roadways. Numerous fender bender accidents in both Amador and Calaveras counties.
And the scam artists at it again. Just this week, the Amador Sheriff Office reports Moore County citizens victim by telephone scams. Now, one scam included the caller telling you they're from the U.S. government and you qualify for a grant due to your good behavior over the past 10 years. Now, once you believe them, they ask for a payment using prepaid debit cards prior to claiming your reward. Now, in the second scam, you receive an automated message stating your social security number has been suspended due to suspicious activity. The message will then ask you to press 1 to continue and enter your social security number. And of course, folks, both of these are scams. If you receive any phone call like this in the future, hang up and notify the sheriff department.
Well, a San Andreas man has been arrested for attempted murder, according to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, just before 3 this morning. Deputies responded to a residence on Pope Street in San Andreas for a possible physical altercation. A caller to the dispatch center reported that 45-year-old Donovan Agassi of San Andreas was at that location and possibly caused harm to the resident, a 69-year-old female. Upon arrival, deputies detained Donovan and located the female injured inside the home. Deputies discovered the female had been struck in the head with a hammer, causing major injury. The female was transported by ambulance to the hospital. Agassi was booked into the Calaveras County Jail on charges of attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse with $1 million bail. If anyone has pertinent information regarding this incident, please call the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office dispatch at 754-6500.
Well, a new feature to the Jackson Lions Club Dandelion Days Street Fair being offered to locals. The club has designated a special area available for a limited number of local people to sell yard sale items during this year's event, coming up March 16th and 17th. According to event coordinator Byron Welch, the Lions Club decided it was time to go back to their roots and open the event to domestic yard and garbage sale, or excuse me, yard and garage sale type vendors. Hey, what's your trash is someone's treasure, right? Not garbage, folks, yard and garage sale type vendors. Now, for only $50 for both days, local folks can rent a 10x10 space in the Wells Fargo parking lot. Find a way to turn that trash to cash. Space is available on a first-come, first-served basis, so Welch reminds would-be sellers, sign up sooner rather than later. Now, in addition to the new yard sale venue, Dandelion Days will feature its usual assortment of impressive selection of art and craft booths, food vendors, and live music. To sign up, visit JacksonLionsClub.org. Follow the links to Dandelion Days. For more details, call 296-2275.
And weather permitting, the city of Jackson has approved the closure of Water Street between Summit Street and McDowell Street on Wednesday for construction work in the area. Traffic control measures will be in place from 9 to 1. Drivers and pedestrians will be required to select alternate routes. Residents will be accommodated, but should expect some delays. If you have any questions regarding the closure, please give City Hall a call later today here in Jackson, 223-1646.
And the perfect Valentine's date night, annual Amador Fair Foundation Love Affair Ball, back this Saturday, or next Saturday, February 16th, at the Grand Oak Ballroom at the Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort. The Love Affair Ball includes an elegant dinner, special Valentine favors, fabulous benefit auction, and dancing with friends to Darren Sexton and Highway 49, all to support the Amador County Fair Foundation. Again, the event will be held Saturday, February 16th. Now, tax-deductible contributions from the community allow the Amador County Fair Foundation to maintain and improve the facilities for the enjoyment of visitors, our community, and future generations. Take this opportunity, dust off your formal attire and dancing shoes for an elegant and romantic evening with your Valentine. Doors open at 5:30, no host bar, dinner at 7, dancing to follow. Tickets to Love Affair are $100 per person, or reserve a table of 10 for your business or organization. Tickets are on sale now at AmadorCountyFair.com and the fair office. Call 245-6921.
All right. Thank you, JD. Again, stay tuned to KVGC. We'll keep you up to date with the latest weather and road conditions throughout the day today. Again, these are all fluid. They continue to change. You'll see more power come on as the morning goes on and as crews get out. And again, you'll also see chain requirements fluctuating throughout the day today. We're going to pay close attention to find out Highway 50. We'll keep a good eye on 50 for you. Of course, we'll keep looking at Highway 88. But right now, 50 is the only artery able to get up to the Tahoe area. And there are chain requirements. It is open. There are chain requirements, though, from Placerville all the way to Myers on Highway 88 this morning. So, all right, that wraps up a look at local news. Again, no school today in Amador or Calaveras counties. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. And again, our weather and roads are updated 24 hours a day on our website.